Hi, I'm Ella Shawn, reluctant romance writer and host of Enchanted Beast Podcast. Welcome to the Enchanted Forest.
Monday Motivation. A tree without roots will wither and die. Today's episode is the first in a three-part series titled Balance the Chakras, Heal the Body. Today, Ella will be talking about the root chakra, what it is, what it does, how it helps. Hi, it's Ella. Thanks so much for joining me today. Enchanted Monday. I hope you had an amazing weekend, and I hope that you're off to an amazing week. Well, I'm going to add just hopefully a little bit of enchantment and motivation to your work week. And I hope that you continue to join me as I traverse this journey of balancing the chakras and healing the body. I'm super stoked about starting the series. And as we go through, I hope that you guys are enjoying it as well. So before I begin, I wanted to define what chakras are just really briefly. I'm not going to go into some TED Talk-like lecture, right? But I think it's important that if you're listening to this and I'm throwing around these words, that you have a working definition of what it means or what they mean. So the word chakra is Sanskrit, and that's an ancient Indian language. And so this philosophy or this idea of chakras dates back to ancient Indian philosophy. And the word chakra, it literally translates into the word wheel, because that's kind of what it is. There are seven main chakras in the body or in our bodies, right? And they are seven wheels of divine energy. That divine energy is called prana, which is also Sanskrit, and it means life force. Now, of course, you've heard of life force. Everybody has, right? Like, some people call it chi. Some people call it, you know, spirit. Some people call it, you know, divinity. I call it an enchanted beast, right? So many names for our beast, but, you know, we take them all in stride. So the chakras are seven wheels of divine energy, which keeps us vibrant, healthy, and alive. And no, chakras are not only in women. Every living being has chakras, has this divine energy, this chi, this life force, this prana. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm speaking to that feminine divine energy, right? The feminine divine that lives in all of us. So, okay, Ella, you told us that they're like these wheels. I still don't understand what you're saying. It's not making any sense to me. Help me out. Okay. Chakras work a little bit like turbines. You know, there's things that, like, they're like big cog and wheel things, and they turn and they create energy. Think of your chakras as turbines, and they're constantly spinning to keep energy flowing. Now, there are seven main chakras, and they are located along your spine. They start at the base with the root or base chakra, which is where we're starting today, and they ascend all the way up to the crown or top of your head, and that chakra is called the crown chakra. And so there are five chakras in between that we'll be getting through as we move through this series. Okay? Each chakra relates to a specific set of nerves, a group of organs, psychological, emotional, spiritual bodies, right? And if at any time these wheels of energy become blocked and are unable to spin, then that means the energy isn't able to flow. And if the energy isn't able to flow, then everything gets backed up. And when everything gets backed up, then everything stops working, right? So, you know, getting those wheels open and spinning, keeping them open and spinning, it's kind of a big deal. And it's hard because most of us aren't even aware that they are here, right? Most of us aren't aware that we have these spinning energies going on. And so when we don't know that they are there and we're not sure what is happening in our lives, then we can't acknowledge which chakra needs to be unblocked so that the energy can keep flowing and we can keep ascending and we can stay in balance. Because the goal, of course, is to have all seven wheels spinning, to have them open, to have them spinning so that our lives and who we are is vibrant, healthy, and assertive. Okay? So, I mean, you guys have heard me talk about emotional bodies and spiritual bodies, physical bodies and mental bodies. I think I did a podcast. It was a Words of Wisdom Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. And it was actually that podcast that led me to want to pursue this series. Now, side note, I've been studying chakras for almost 20 years now. And I am just now at a place in my personal life where I feel bold enough to actually practice it openly. I've been studying them. I've been, reading about them and semi-practicing balancing my chakras and all that good stuff. But I have always been conflicted because I grew up in a very Judeo-Christian environment. And so it was in direct opposition to what I knew was true for me. Now, having said that, please allow me to speak through this caveat. I am not saying that if you are a Christian or a Muslim or if you're Jewish, I'm not saying that if you practice a traditional faith that you cannot benefit from an understanding of your divine body. You can't, because you can. Again, chakras, enchanted beasts, divine, gifts, all the same, right? So I am excited to be bringing this to you. And I want, really, it's not even for you, it's for me. I want to be able to do this work. And I guess I'm just taking you guys along with me on this journey as I start to balance my chakras and see where it takes me. Because I think I'm finally ready. Nope, don't think. I know I'm finally ready to do it. So, what is the root chakra? What's the root chakra and what's its purpose? The root chakra is the first of seven. It's located at the base of the spine. And it relates to the colon and the bladder. The whole point of the root chakra is to ground us, right? A tree without roots will wither and die. If our root chakra is blocked, if we've not established strong roots, then our tree our body will wither and die. And so the root chakra is designed to provide stability, a sense of security. Okay. It is the source of all of our basic needs, right? I was talking to my husband earlier and I was telling him how, you know, I think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And when I think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it is a direct correlation to the chakra system. Of course, the chakras were here way before Maslow, or, you know, thought he had found something amazing, because they correlate perfectly. And I was saying to him, you know, if a person's basic needs aren't met, that basic need of feeling safe and secure and knowing that, you know, they're okay, they'll be okay, then we can forget about them actually coming to a position of self-actualization, because it's not going to happen. Not when you're still trying to figure out where you're going to sleep and what you're going to eat, right? And it's the same with your root chakra. If your root chakra, also called Muladhara, is blocked, we can forget trying to ascend into the sacral, solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, and certainly not reaching the crown chakra. So that root chakra is like where it all begins. And when the root chakra is open, right, this is how you know that your root chakra is open. You feel safe, secure, and fearless. Okay? You have energy. You feel stable and settled. You feel connected to the world, to the universe, to the people around you. There is a sense of knowing who you are when your root chakra is wide open and that energy is spinning the way it's supposed to. You are connected to yourself, the universe, and the world around you. You are stable. You are secure. You know you're safe. Therefore, you can live fearlessly. It is an amazing feeling, I would imagine, to have that root chakra wide open and spinning constantly. It grounds us, right? So if that basic need, going back to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if the basic needs aren't met, then we're not even checking for falling in love, you know, making friends, you know, setting goals and reaching them. We're not going for any of that higher stuff. No, we're just still stuck trying to meet those basic needs in our lives. Can you imagine living your entire life with a blocked root chakra and never experiencing everything above that? Can you imagine going your entire life trying simply to have your basic needs met? Every day you get up and all you are hoping to achieve is someplace to sleep, food to eat, water to drink, clothes on your back, and knowing you're safe. Can you imagine what that is like? I think about all of the war-torn countries, and even here in America, with our homeless and underserved populations of people, I think about, well, that's life for a lot of people. Physical, in the physical world, that's life for a lot of people. I just want to make sure I'm safe tonight. I want to make sure I have something to eat, something to drink, that I have some clothes on my back. And And yeah, I think if I could just get those needs met, I'm good. That is crazy. But if you're not aware of the fact that there is a divine wheel of energy that should be spinning and releasing all of this energy in your life, then you won't recognize the rat race you're in as anything other than a part of life. Right? So I'm going to go ahead and put it in terms of the beast. She is happiest when we are in balance. She is happiest when there is a balance in the bodies. She is happiest when there is a balance in our world. If there is a blockage in any chakra, then there is imbalance in the body. I'll say it again. If there is a blockage in any of our chakras, then there is an imbalance in the bodies, plural. Right? And if there is imbalance, then there is a state of dis-ease. I'm saying this word deliberately broken. I'm saying it deliberately broken. When there is imbalance in the body, then the body is in a state of dis-ease. Now, when we put those two pieces together, right? We put the prefix dis, meaning not, okay, not at, and ease, which means peace, right? State of healthiness, excuse me. Then we get the word disease. Okay, I'm going to wait a couple of seconds and let it sink in. When there is a blockage in a chakra, any chakra, then our bodies are out of balance. When we are out of balance, our bodies are in a state of dis-ease. And when our bodies are in a state of dis-ease, then it manifests itself in our physical world, in our physical body, as disease. Okay, couple seconds. Let it marinate. All right. Okay, so what is it, Ella, that can block your root chakra? I mean, this is the chakra that grounds us. This is the chakra that anchors our tree. Our tree is our life. Okay, so if we do not have roots, then our tree will wither and die. And if our root chakra is blocked, we have no anchor for our lives. What can cause a blockage in Muladhara? Another word for our root chakra. Muladhara, root chakra, base chakra, they're all interchangeable. What can cause a blockage there? Excuse me. Well, in my research, I found several occurrences that happen to so many people. And we don't, you know, it'll make sense as I go through. Number one cause for blockage in the root chakra is childhood trauma. Now, when we think about childhood trauma, we immediately, most people, I know when I think about childhood trauma, I'm immediately going to abuse, neglect, physical abuse, sexual abuse, mental abuse, you know, emotional abuse. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, that could be something serious. And then most of us are assuming that children will remember, that people will remember their childhood trauma, when in a lot of cases, the brain, in an effort to protect itself, wipes it from the conscious memory, right? So there could be childhood trauma lurking inside of you, causing a blockage in your root chakra, and you have no idea that you experienced it. But it's like the number one cause of blockage. A poor mother-child relationship. Oh my God, women, I keep saying this over and over to anyone who will listen to me. Just because you produce eggs and you have a uterus and you can get pregnant doesn't mean you need to. Mothers can do so much damage to their children. And in most cases, it's not because they mean to. It's not because they are evil and they hate their kids. No, but you do what you know how to do. And hopefully when you learn to do better, you will. But while you're learning to do better, there's a lot of damage inflicted on children. And having said that, I'm a mom. I have three daughters, and I am constantly checking myself, checking in with them, making sure that I am not being a toxic mother in my children's lives. I don't have an ego when it comes down to being a mom. I refuse to believe that I know more about life than my children do. I am a willing participant in the symbiotic learning that takes place between mother and child. I credit my children with teaching me how to be a mother. I credit each of them with teaching me how to mother them specifically, because I can't mother them all three the same. I am sure to let them know when I am just a little bit jealous of them. I am always honest and I'm always upfront with them about everything, because in that way, I know that I am not harming them. And I refuse to be the reason that there is a blockage in my children's root chakra. So if there's a blockage, it's not because I put it there as a mom. It's not because I created a strenuous relationship between myself and them. And so mothers, evaluate your relationship with your children. And then, and probably more importantly, evaluate your relationship with your moms. Okay? Impatience causes a block in the root chakra, having to have everything when you want it, you know, at all costs. Experiencing money problems or poverty will, of course, block that root chakra, because money allows you to get those basic needs. And if you don't have money and you're living in poverty, then those basic needs aren't met. And it kind of makes a lot of sense why poor people have such a difficult time pulling themselves up by the bootstrap and overcoming their situation, why poverty is generational, right? Because if you're born poor, more than likely, you're going to experience some type of childhood trauma. More than likely, there's going to be an inadequate mother-child relationship. And I am 1,000% sure that when you are born into poverty, you experience money problems and deficits. Already, a child born into poverty has 4 to 5 blockages in that root chakra. And more than likely, the child will never know that they can undo that. And if you don't know it's there, and if you don't know you can unblock it, and that you can access the energy that's being held captive there, then yes, you will spend your life trying to just feel safe, trying to just feel secure, trying to find your footing, right? Trying to put down some roots so that you can anchor your tree. And we speak that language, and we don't even realize we're speaking the language of chakra. I can't find my footing. I can't seem to get a foothold. I just feel like I'm not connected to anything or anyone around me. I'm just, I don't know, man. Sometimes I feel like I'm insecure about everything. Shoot, you know, and sometimes I'm walking down the street and it's like a normal everyday street, but I'm like scared as hell because I just feel like I'm not safe. That is the language of a blocked root chakra. But if you don't know about your root chakra and then you're not aware of how to unblock it, then you just stay stuck in fear and insecurity and instability and disconnectedness. All right. Selfishness is another reason or another aspect that can block that root chakra. And oh my gosh, I'll tell you what. I tell my girls this all the time. And sometimes I feel like they hear me. And other times I feel like they're not going to hear me until they're out of my house and living their own lives. But I always say to them, if you're selfish, and I'll give them something, right? You know, give me, you know, $1 for each hand. And I tell them, selfishness tells you to hold on to each dollar as hard as you can, to clamp that fist down as hard as you can, right? I said, so do that because you're being selfish, right? And then I pull out a $10 bill and I'm waving it in the air. And I say, now, because you're selfish, you're not willing to let your hands open because you want to hold on to those $2. Okay? And I say, I want to give you this $10 bill. I would like for you to have it. So I place it on top of a fisted hand, a hand fisted around a dollar bill. And of course it falls off, a good wind comes, there's no way to hold it. I said, no, you won't even lift your thumb because you're scared that somebody's going to come and get that $1 bill. So you have no way of getting this $10 bill. And my point is, as long as you're too selfish to open your hands and share what you have with others, then you are too selfish to open your hands and receive what others can share with you. And so, yeah, I can totally see how that will block your root chakra and keep you scrambling for money and basic needs. Right? So, the last thing that I found that can block your root chakra is fear of change. This one bothers me because I'm like, everything is changing all the time. Did you realize that every 10 years we have an entirely new body? I'm going to say that again. Every 10 years, we have an entirely new body. I'm 43, which means I've had 4 new bodies, and I am a quarter of the way to another new body. Are you kidding me? We are in a state of constant change. Our cells are dying and then replenishing themselves. We are constantly evolving. The world around us is in a state of constant change. You don't see nature fighting against itself to stay the same. When things around in nature decide it's going to change, the nature says, okay, let's see what's going to happen. But we fear change. And that fear of change causes a blockage in our root chakra. Because if you're not willing to change, not willing to adapt and evolve, then what happens when the plot of soil you planted your roots in becomes sandy and hasn't got the minerals you need anymore? And there's an opportunity for you to be uplifted and replanted someplace more fertile, but you're like, I'm good, thanks. I'm just gonna stay right here in the sand. I'll bide my time until that rich, black, fertile soil comes back. I'm good, thank you. And now your soil's depleted. You don't have your basic needs being met, all because you are afraid of change. So yeah, I can definitely like look at all of this and realize, oh my goodness, once we're able to acknowledge that, yes, we have these 7 wheels of divine energy in our bodies and that sometimes they get blocked. Sometimes we block them, right? Sometimes we're the cause of the blockage. And then sometimes they're blocked just because of who we were born to or where we were born. Or when we were born, right? But having the knowledge that we have these wheels that are to be spinning inside of us and providing us with this energy, this divine feminine energy that lights us up from the inside out. I mean, once we know, right? Then we need to do something about it. When Muladhara is blocked, we sometimes experience, we become abusive. But this isn't new. This isn't new, right? The abused usually becomes the abuser. There's a really good chance that if a person was abused as a child, then they too will become an abuser. If a person was sexually abused, then they too will sexually abuse, right? If a son saw his dad beating his mom, then there's a really good chance he's going to do the same. It is a cycle because they're stuck, right? They may become depressed and unable to find joy in anything in life. Their sexual disorders, because that root chakra is extremely close to the sacral chakra, which we'll be talking about on Wednesday. And yeah, so there can be sexual dysfunctions like frigidity. You guys know what that is? It's like you don't find any pleasure in sex and you don't enjoy being touched. And even if you're having sex, you're not coming and you're not enjoying it. And it's just like, okay, fine, do it. Hurry up, get it over with. I've done it. Goodbye. So that may be an issue. Impotence in men, the inability to maintain an erection, that's a blocked chakra, right? And sterility. And then there's bladder disease, because remember, the root chakra is connected to the bladder and the colon. When I was reading this, I was like, oh my God, yeah, I got a lot of work to do on my root chakra, because I have cystitis, which is crazy, but it's inflammation of the lining in the bladder. And yeah, I have lupus. And so that means I have inflammation everywhere, which again, it's just like, girl, you need to get your house in order. I can't cure my lupus. I can't cure my lupus, but I can get my house in order, right? So bladder diseases such as cystitis, prostate diseases, hemorrhoids, that's in the colon, right? And in very severe cases of blocked root chakras, colon cancer. Remember, when there's an imbalance in the bodies, then the bodies are in a state of dis-ease. And when the bodies are in a state of dis-ease, it manifests itself in the physical body as disease. But again, this isn't new. But this is a new way of looking at it. There are other signs of having a blocked root chakra. You may have trouble saving money. I have this money coming out of my paycheck. It goes directly into a savings account. And yet and still, I'm always dipping and dipping and dipping because I cannot seem to save two dimes. Chronic health issues. I have lupus, fibromyalgia, narcolepsy with cataplexy, a host of other autoimmune diseases. There are a bunch of us out here with chronic illnesses. Am I saying to you, listen, once we get all these wheels open and spinning, once these seven chakras are open and spinning, you're not going to have any chronic illnesses? No, Ella is not saying that. I don't anticipate, my doctor telling me, girl, you are free and clear of every autoimmune disease that we've ever diagnosed you with. No, however, this is a way I see clear for me to help manage my chronic illnesses. I have them now. They have manifested, right? These blockages that cause the imbalance in my bodies and the dis-ease in my bodies, they have already manifested themselves as disease in my physical body. But now I understand I can at least help to manage the symptoms of this disease by balancing my chakras and my bodies and putting my bodies back at ease, right? Not my physical body, but my bodies. I can put them at ease so that I can better deal with the physical diseases that have manifested themselves. So poor communications with loved ones. I can't say anything to anybody without, flying off the handle. The feelings of being disconnected. Some people develop eating disorders, identity crisis. So, borderline personality disorder or any of the dissociative identity disorders or psychotic behavior or sociopathic behavior, psychopathy, all of those identity issues, right? And a lack of confidence when you're walking around. Okay, if you're not feeling stable, you have no spine. Do you understand? Jelly back, all of this stuff. We speak the language of the chakra all the time, and we don't even recognize it. Man, that person can't stand on their own two feet. No, because her root chakra's blocked. If she were a little more confident, I think she would be more stable. Yeah, of course she would, because she'd get rid of that blockage in her root. She'd be stable, thus she'd be more confident, right? So, those are some of the ways that The blockage in the root chakra can manifest themselves in our lives. And if any of this is ringing true for you, I am urging you, go look some stuff up. I mean, it's not going to hurt you, right? So, if there's a blockage and it's causing all of these issues, how then do we open the chakra? How do we unblock the root chakra? Okay. A lot of stuff. There's a lot you can do. And none of it, in all honesty, is hokey. Like, it's just, there's a lot you can do to unblock the root chakra, and none of it is hokey. It just is what it is. I've been kind of piece by piece redecorating my bedroom. And I told my husband, I said, you know, my favorite color is orange and I don't have any. And so I've just been drawn to this color orange and then red. And I'm not a big fan of yellow. However, doing my research, and it says you want to open up your chakra, your root chakra, then surround yourself with the colors red, orange, and yellow. I was like, ding, ding, ding. So apparently my beast is on board. She's like, I'm tired of this bullish. We got stuff to do. We can't do it until we get this root chakra unblocked. And you are too dumb to realize that it needs to happen. And you're taking too long. She's been pushing me to surround myself with all of these beautiful shades of orange and red. And I guess I'll have to go find some yellow because she's kind of screaming and scratching. I feel her scratching at my insides to get some yellow. So whatever. You want to spend time connecting with the earth because each chakra is associated with an element, right? Earth, wind, fire, water. And for the root chakra, its element is earth, which makes sense because it's the grounding chakra. It's the chakra in which we plant our roots and it stabilizes us. A tree without roots will wither and die. So connect with the earth. Okay. And you can do that in like a thousand ways, obviously, right? Earth walking, which is really neat. It's basically you walking outside barefoot. Find some place that's safe, hopefully like your backyard. You're not going to run into a bunch of glass or pebbles or poop or whatever, and spend some time walking in your backyard. I've been looking at my backyard and thinking, I really would like to do a small meditation labyrinth in my backyard, so that I can just go out there in the morning and do some earth walking so that I can honestly just, you know, start to heal this chakra. So that's something I'm thinking about doing. I think it'll be fun. You can plant a small garden. You can take a walk in nature. You can, you know, spend some time laying on the ground looking at the clouds with your kids, pointing out the fluffy bunny rabbit. Get outside, spend some time in nature, connect with earth. It is a wonderful way to open up and heal that chakra. Practice yoga. Yoga will open up all of your chakras. Again, nothing hokey, just go. Go, practice some yoga. I've been really trying to talk myself into doing Bikram yoga, the hot yoga. I think it'll be fun. But I'm scared of passing out. I guess I'll just have to hydrate. If I go, I'll let you guys know. Again, check out the relationship with your mom and make sure you check on your kids and check in on you guys' relationship. Organize your house, your life, your money. Stop letting life happen and be proactive. Be intentional in what you're doing every day. Make peace with your family. Listen. Making peace with your family does not mean that you have to indulge your family. And that's just the truth, okay? Because I'm like this. If people are toxic and having them in my space and having them in my life is going to cause me stress and turmoil, and it's going to undermine my happy, then no, I'm not. But I can make peace with the fact that they are my family and they are this way and I'm not judging them, but I am also not inviting that into my life because it's just not where I am. But make peace with your family. You can use aromatherapy. And I have a really old friend. She's not old, but she's a friend that I've had forever. Actually, she's more like an honorary auntie. But she does aromatherapy consulting. And I've been really meaning to get with her. So I think, you know, I may try giving her a call and seeing if she will join me on a podcast, and we can talk about aromatherapy and all the benefits of dealing with it. But you want aromatherapies that go with your root chakra, right? And so the smell of cedar wood. So maybe buying some cedar wood chips and putting them in a bowl and placing, you know, several bowls of cedar wood around your house because it's grounding. The scent of myrrh, right? Like frankincense and myrrh. But right here, we just want the myrrh. And of course, patchouli. Love patchouli. It's so yummy. I don't know why. It's kind of a licorice anise smell with a hint of cannabis. I don't know. So yeah, you can do those things that will help you open up your chakra. See, none of that's going to hurt you. And it's not hokey. And you won't look crazy. You know what I'm saying? So if it's going to help you, then why not do it, right? Now, you can also help to open up that root chakra with food. Yeah, I said it, food. There are foods associated with each chakra. As you might guess, the foods associated with your root chakra are going to be root vegetables, right? Potatoes, parsnips, radishes, onions, beets, garlic, any root vegetable, eating those things will allow you to connect with the earth, and it will help open up that root chakra so that that energy can just, you know, keep spinning. So don't be afraid to try new root vegetables. Don't be afraid to cut them all up together. Stick them in the oven with some olive oil, a little bit of Himalayan pink sea salt, some crushed black pepper and cayenne, a little bit of balsamic vinegar, and bada bing, bada boom, you have a mixed root vegetable melody, and you're feeding that root chakra some yumminess, right? I've seen root vegetable chips in some of the specialty stores, and let me tell you, they are yummy. And no, without all the calories and fat from regular potato chips, these things are amazing. So there are ways to get your root vegetables in if you're not like a big veggie eater. Other foods that you can eat are protein-rich foods. Now, I'm a vegetarian, so I won't be partaking of meat, okay? But you can eat some meat, and it'll help you get that root chakra open and spinning. So different meats, eggs. Again, not a big fan of eggs. I try to stay away from dairy. But hey, if you're not a vegetarian and you like eating food with the face and you're fine eating liquid chickens, then do it, because those things will help you. They will help open up your root chakra. Soy products, any bean is good. And God, I love me some beans, pretty much any beans. Peanut butter, yum, tofu. So your rich foods, nuts, almonds, all of those things. Make sure you are, you're not, you know, eating foods that cause allergies, and make sure you're not eating to excess, right? Because you have to be sure you're not going to have high cholesterol or, you know, jack your heart up. Got to watch out for your heart chakra. So you can kind of eat your way to a healthy root chakra and open that thing up and allow that energy to spin. Okay? Now, if you're into stones or crystals, you can also, I just chose two because actually these are my two favorite stones, or two of my favorite stones. Tiger Eye is so beautiful, and it's just, it's warm. I love it. And hematite, which is a gorgeous, shiny, silvery black stone. You can write with it, actually. Back in the day, is where they used to put in pencils, hematite, and then they moved to lead, and I don't know what they're using now. So, those are the foods you can do. Now, there's a whole bunch of other stuff, okay? That was just, you know, I can't just keep going on and on. But you can meditate. There are meditations available. There are affirmations available. There are specific yoga poses that help you open up the root chakra. Opening the root chakra will free you up to start to work on the rest of them. If the root chakra isn't open, if it's not spinning, if it's not, you know, allowing its energy to flow, then the six chakras above it, they're not open and spinning either. And an entire world of amazing enchantments are being held back from you. And we have to start somewhere, don't we, ladies? We have to start somewhere. I'm starting with my root chakra. And, you know, I'll let you guys know how it's going. But I'm definitely starting with my root chakra. Now, if you want some of the other ideas to kind of work through and get your root chakra going, maybe some recipes or, you know, specific yoga moves or things of that nature, you can follow me on Pinterest at Ella Shawn Writes, all together. And I have a board for Enchanted Beast Podcast. And you will see like Monday motivation, and I'll have, you know, pins there that kind of speak to whatever I've been talking about on Monday motivation. So the root chakra information will be on that board on Monday motivation. And I'll be sure to put this information in the description. Okay. Remember, a tree without roots will surely wither and die. Honor your beast and stay enchanted. Okay, join me on Wednesday for Words of Wisdom as we unpack the sacral chakra. Guys, please have an enchanted week. Be happy. Get that root chakra open. Go walk outside barefoot. Don't step on anything that'll get you in the hospital getting a tetanus shot, but go out there. Connect with nature. Connect with the people around you. Connect with your enchanted beast.
This has been Ella Shawn with Enchanted Beast Podcast. Thank you for joining, and remember, stay enchanted.